Well, hello and welcome. Last episode, we learned that taking care of ourselves was of the utmost importance. You know, being there for others means you have to first learn how to be there for yourself. Did you try that little exercise with the balloons? How was it? Well, this week you don't have to worry about juggling everything that's going on in your life because today we're going to dive deeper to really focusing in on you. That's right. Y-O-U. I'm excited. All right, here we go. This is Young and Empowered, the show that helps young people move forward in life through inspiration, self-help, and life coaching tips. I am DJ HG, life coach for youth. So when you think about yourself, what comes to mind? A word, or different words, a phrase. Maybe, you know, if things are going well with you, you might think happy, good, okay. Those might be the words that you would use. Or, you know, if things are not going so good, the words you might use are sad, depressed, tired. When you think of yourself, you might even say, well, what is it that I do? And, you know, the words you might come up with are skateboarder, or, you know, likes to play video games, artist. Now, these words and phrases, you know, they describe something about you, but they're kind of on the surface. You know, during last week's Speak Your Life, I asked you to repeat this phrase after me. I make the choice to prioritize myself because I am worthy. Maybe you didn't really understand that statement, or you didn't believe it was true, or you just said it, but you didn't really think about it. Well, today, hopefully, you know, we're going to raise some questions that will help you to better understand more about yourself, or at least think about you more deeply during the week. So this episode is titled, Know Your Worth. Don't worry, I'm not going to start singing Alicia Keys or anything like that. You know, but in today's world, the worth of things and people has really become twisted. You know, in fact, we're in a time where many things are considered disposable, even people. You know, when someone is no longer needed, quote unquote, we feel it's okay to discard them, to throw them away. And that's not right. Have you ever felt like that? Maybe, you know, you felt that someone threw you away, they left you behind, or, you know, didn't want to be bothered with you anymore. And you felt unworthy. But what does being worthy mean? Well, there's several definitions. Deserving of, having value. Those are a couple sentiments that are expressed in the dictionary. But have you ever thought about your worth? You know, what are you deserving of? You know, many people feel that they're worthy because maybe they're a good singer or an outstanding athlete. They get high grades in school, or perhaps they're somebody's boyfriend or girlfriend. Now, you know, these are all good things. But I'm asking you, what are you as an individual deserving of simply because you are another human being on this planet? Love? Understanding? Perhaps connection? You know, maybe you've never had these things in your life, or you think that you're not worthy of them because of things that you've done, or who you are, or how you've been treated by other people. But, you know, I want to make it clear that because of the mere fact that you are a child of God, you are worthy of having a good life. And again, going back to the first episode where I read Marianne Williamson's poem, Our Deepest Fear, you know, she expresses that you were created to be brilliant, gorgeous, talented, and fabulous. You know, maybe you're someone who believes that about yourself, and that's great. But maybe you're not at that point yet. You know, one of the things that people have become more aware of nowadays is bullying, especially in this era of social media. Now, I'm not going to go into a whole talk about bullying other than to say that it's wrong. You know, sometimes people, maybe they bully others because they're jealous or they have their own problems. But whatever the situation, you know, it's wrong and we all need to do our part to stop it. But, you know, I'm sure I don't have to tell you about it because as someone who goes to school, you know what happens between students. You know, bullies try to make people feel less. Maybe you're a boy and you like dancing or acting, but some people think you should like soccer. Or maybe you're a girl and you don't like dresses, you like baggy pants. But listen up. You know, no one should do and say things to make you feel less than. But a big part of understanding your worth is embracing who you are. Now, I was never bullied growing up, but people made assumptions about me because I was quiet. You know, it would get back to me, you know, that people would, you know, be saying, oh, you know, she's stuck up or she thinks she's, you know, better than. No, I'm just quiet. You know, but I had to accept who I am. And, you know, those who knew me, you know, they understood that I was a quiet person and they accepted me for who I was. You know, they knew the real me and, you know, they were my friends. Do you have people in your life who accept you for who you are? Better yet, are you one of those people? Now, of course, I always have to put in a little disclaimer, you know, because if you're doing harmful things, you know, people that care about you, they shouldn't be accepting of that. You know, they should be encouraging you to get help. But aside from that, you know, you have to embrace who you are and find others who accept you as well. So this week, I want you to sit down and take a few minutes for yourself because, you know, you're learning how to better care for yourself and make a list of why you are worthy. Worthy of love, worthy of care, worthy of understanding. Now, this list should be based on who you are, not what you can do. As an example, you know, things that you are, maybe you're kind, funny, honest, not, you know, that you're a good boyfriend or, you know, that you don't drink or you don't smoke. Because, you know, not drinking or not smoking, it doesn't make you a good person. I mean, it probably makes you more healthier. But I want you to focus on, you know, things that are about who you are, you know. It might take some time to come up with a list, but be patient with yourself. You know, think of your character. Think of things that make your humanity unique. Are you trustworthy? Maybe you're responsible, caring. Even if it's only one thing that you can think of, you know, I want you to write it down. I want you to read it out loud. You know, post it somewhere where you can see it often. Okay. It's time to speak your life. But before we do that, you know, I just want to stress again, you know, no one can make you feel worthy. That is something that you have to do for yourself. It's like the difference between joy and happiness. You know, we often feel happy when things are going our way. You know, maybe we got the new phone or our friends have, you know, said all the right things. Our parents, you know, don't annoy us. You know, we've won the award for this or that. But joy comes from inside, and you understanding and believing that you are worthy must also come from within. Okay, let's speak your life. Say these words after me. I am worthy because I am. Did you get that? There are two I ams there in that statement. I want you to think about each of them and, you know, what they mean to you as you continue to say this phrase during the week. All right. I thank you. And don't forget to please subscribe to the podcast. But until next time, keep moving forward. Thank you so much for listening and learning. Let's connect again next week. Please visit my website, DJHG. LifeCoachForYouth.com to learn more about how you can get help moving forward via life coaching.